Tanya for the 29th day of Menachem Ov, Chov Tes, Menachem Ov, is in Simon Tes of Igeres HaKedesh. Igeres HaKedesh 9. It's on page 438 in the middle of the page. The Alter Rebbe is calling to all Jews to conduct themselves as is fitting for a Jew in a way that is unique for the Jew, and that is that all worldly affairs, taking care and providing for the family, should not be done as an end in itself, but rather as a means for increasing the godliness and inspiring the soul within the people. And the family comes first, they are provided for first, because that's how Torah set it up. And that's how Torah sets out our obligations in bringing more godliness into the world. Al kein, ahuvai achai. Therefore, my beloved brothers, simuno levavchem le'ela hadvarim hanemoyim b'ktorim le'ed. Take to heart these words that are said very briefly. V'mietza Hashem ponem el ponem adaber bom ba'arucha. And with God willing, when we see each other face to face, we will speak about it at greater length. What is it that he should take to heart? How the main Aveda in our times, the heels of Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach, the main Aveda, he Aveda HaTzedakah, is the Aveda of Tzedakah. As the sages say, Ein Yisrael Nigolin Ella B'Tzedakah. Jews will be redeemed only through tzedakah. Vayomer Rizal Talmud Torah Shokul Keneged Gmilas Chasadim, and the sages, when they said that Talmud Torah is equal or greater than Gmilas Chasadim, this was said Ella B'Yemeihem. It was said only for their days, for their times. She Talmud Torah Haye Ikir Haveda Etzlam. By them, the study of Torah was the main Aveda. And that's why in their generation there were taka generations of chachamim, great chachamim, tanoim and amoraim. Masha'en came the ikris mashicha. Whereas in our generation, in the final generations before Mashiach, shenoflo sukas David ad b'chinas raglayim v'akvayim, where the glory of David, the sukkah of David, has fallen so low that it has reached the level of the feet and the heels, shehi bechinas asiya, which is the level of action, not the level of chachma, then ein derech ledavka bo be'emes, there is no other way to truly cleave to godliness, and to transform the darkness into light, ki in the bechinas asiya gamkein, other than through action, because action can elevate that which is in the world of action, shehi maisa ha-tzedakah, which is the act of tzedakah ki yadua lemaskilim, as is known to those who study Kabbalah. Shebechinas asiya belikus, and what is known, that the level of action in godliness, he bechinas hashpoas v'hamshochas achayis lemata mata, leman de lesle neganei kum. The godliness that can be described as act or action is when God provides and gives life to the lowest of the low, the one who has nothing of his own, no merit of his own. And everyone who acts that way, that he gives to those who have nothing at all of their own, and he does this at a certain cost to himself, he sacrifices the desires or the demands of his yetzer, and opens his hand and his heart. Iskafia sitra achra, he subdues the unholiness, umahapich chashecha le'ed, and he transforms the darkness into Beir Hashem Yisbarich, into a godly light, hashechin aleinu l'bechinas asiya, who comes to us and dwells over us in the level and the state of action, the ikris mashicha, in this generation before Mashiach, the Yizke Lireis Ayin Ba'ayin B'Shuv Hashem Tzien, and may we all merit to behold eye to eye when God returns us to Tzion. The Rebbe Zolgizunza in the Rebbe Shlita says, how can it be that a mitzvah should change? Now the Rebbe is saying that in their times, in the days of the sages, it was Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It was the mitzvah of the study of Torah that was the main mitzvah. But today, the main mitzvah is Tzedakah. How could it be that it should change? So the Rebbe says, we find in Halacha that a mitzvah that can't be done through anybody else takes precedent over the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So even back in those days, when Talmud Torah was the main mitzvah, yet you put aside the study of Torah when there was a mitzvah that couldn't be performed by anybody else. Another thing is that if a mitzvah has a time limit, and if you don't do it now, you won't be able to do it at all, that mitzvah also takes precedence over Talmud Torah. So now that we've come down to the time before Mashiach, and the time is running out, if we don't do it now, it won't get done. And also, there's nobody else around to do it. So even according to Halacha, the mitzvah that needs to get done takes on an importance that it didn't have otherwise. And it becomes more important than the study of Torah. In the Hayyim Yom for the 29th of Av, the Rebbe writes, Es darf sein aveda b'koyach atzmei. We have to serve God with our own efforts, with our own straining ourselves with our own efforts. Hecher is as menem tfaren han to mefiut. It's a higher level when we are taken by the hand and led from above. But tayyir is as it is v'keyach atzmei. But more precious is when we serve God with our own efforts.